Calling all creators, welcome to the Creator Landscape Podcast, the podcast that connects you with the most successful creators and industry leaders in the business. And now, please welcome your host, Jake Pearson.
Welcome back to the podcast where we explore the creator economy and how you can succeed in it. We're welcoming back a returning guest today with Paula Dyer to the podcast. This is an amazing opportunity for us to talk about Paula. She is the VP of marketing at Urban Legend, which is an influencer marketing platform that connects creators with issues and causes that is based out of DC. Paula, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me back.
Super pumped to have you back. And if you want to check out the original episode with Paula, you can do so in the podcast. Just scroll all the way up, all the way down, whichever way your podcast app works. And that episode is heavily focused on how creators can benefit from being an affiliate with brands. Paula, we love checking back on guests, and it's really exciting to have you back because you're our first returning guest. What has been happening with you for the last, it's probably been 6 months, hasn't it?
It has. It's, you know, our platform has grown significantly in part to Creatorland, and had the opportunity just to grow our platform, invite new creators, expand the different verticals that we have and the issues that we're covering. And I've had the opportunity to meet amazing creators every day. I feel like they're on my calendar almost every day now. I'm having creator calls. So it's really great just to get to know them, to learn about their content, them as content creators. Our platform is a really personal one, and we are having that one-on-one conversation with every single person that we vet and bring on to our platform. It is invite only. So we are just excited to get more niche creators, to get people that are excited to talk about issues and causes. So we have had a very consistent flow. We had a, you know, very busy end of the year, the past 6 months since we spoke, but we love what we do. So it's been a lot of fun.
How many creators would you say you've got on the platform at the moment?
We are very close to 1,000 creators, and they range from mommy bloggers to ex-Olympians to environmentalists. It's really great the range of creators that we have, because we have such a range of issues and causes that we talk about. So we just have creators from all walks of life, and it's really fun.
And what was that process like, getting in touch with all these creators when you initially sort of started in this role?
You know, discovery is hard. And I think that is something that a lot of brands don't realize. A lot of people outside of the creator economy really don't realize. I mean, there are millions and millions and millions of creators. Finding who you need is extremely difficult and time consuming. And so the process I was really frustrated by, because I like to move through tasks quickly and discovery is cumbersome. And that's, you know, something I point out every time we talk to a client, every time we talk to a brand, is that discovery is something that you really can't do on your own, or you can't do unless you've been doing this for a very long time. Within our staff, we have, you know, a combined crazy amount of experience in the creator economy, and we still spend a lot of time on discovery. And it was, like I said, a frustrating amount of time. Because it's only, this creator economy is only getting bigger by the minute. And it's hard to find the great creators, the creators that are talking about the things you need them to talk about, that are brand safe, that have all of these different elements that you need to come together and be successful on our platform. Like I said, the creator economy has millions and millions of people in it. We only have 1,000 creators on our platform. So that kind of shows you how selective we are, what we're looking for. That's a lot of filtering. So it was taking up a lot of time.
How many creators do you say you personally sort of have to vet and decline? Is there a percentage or ratio there, like a 1 to 4? Like, can you give us some data that you might have?
As far as it, we do get some inbound creators that want to be part of the platform. Mm-hmm. I'd say we accept about 10% of those. But we're usually going through the vetting process like far, far before we, you know, have a conversation or invite them on or even engage them in any way. But yeah, 1,000 creators versus how many people are in the creator economy is very, very small. So it's kind of this magic formula of who we're looking for. But we do have a great amount of data that shows us who's really successful on our platform. So we're using that to try to do lookalikes of, okay, you know, we know the type of creator that succeeds. Let's go out and find more of that type of creator.
It sounds like the process was initially, it is difficult. And I've started to work in the space of like looking at creators and just doing what I'm doing. And I know it is hard. And I speak to a few brands all the time and they're always like, finding the right creator and one that is also really personable and that we actually want to connect with and have build a relationship with outside of just, you know, an exchange of money, product, is really hard, it seems, because that you've got to really then, you have the conversation with someone on the phone, or you see their content, for example, and you're like, yeah, this person looks great. And then that you might communicate with that person off camera and they're like, oh, this isn't kind of the kind of person that we want to actually bring into the platform, even though that their content might vibe, you know, with something that aligns with a cause that you have on your platform. But I wanted to touch base. So, you know, Creatorland is partnering with brands to help stop the endless scrolling that brands are doing to find all those influencers and creators by going through TikTok hashtags, by going through the hashtags in Instagram or X and finding all those creators to sort of partner with. And that the whole goal is to help them focusing on building strong relationships with the creator and less about connecting with them through the endless scroll. You're a part of that program. And so it was great to get your before and just sort of some insight into how difficult it might have been for you to get these creators into your platform. Would you mind talking about the program that we've been running and how you've been using that program to benefit vetting creators and bringing the creators that you want into your platform?
Sure. We went through a very long process of trying to find a good program, good software out there that could help assist us with the discovery process. We found holes in the majority of them, ours does this or it doesn't do this. There wasn't just a solve all for exactly what we needed. And the closest that we got to it, it was just, we're a tech startup. It was at a ridiculous amount of money that we couldn't spend with a staff of 12. But also we have a staff of 12, so we can't spend all day doing this. So it was frustrating. So when Brian came to me with this, I was like, oh, thank God. Someone that knows what they're doing, someone that is willing to test it, someone that's willing to change this for, you know, the creator economy and make it easier, but also like more accurate. So going from doing it ourselves, which, you know, we have to a certain point mastered, but we're again, a smaller staff, switching over to Creatorland, I was able to identify with your team of, hey, these are our top creators. These are the people that are really succeeding on our platform. This is a little bit about each of them. And get handed a list of lookalikes of people that Creatorland also said, okay, these are who we think would perform well on the platform. And then having those people pop onto my calendar. It was a seamless process. It was super easy. And again, because we're so busy, being a startup in a startup environment, having a creator just pop onto my calendar was life-changing. Because I know that they look similar to my creators I have now. I was then able to go through their information, learn more about them, get on a call with them. And a lot of the times it was creators that we had reached out to a few times that we weren't able to get a response from, or maybe our email went to spam, whatever it was. Or maybe we tried to engage them years ago or the Creatorland outreach worked. So a lot of the times I would look at my calendar and say, oh, I love this creator. I follow this creator. I'm so excited to chat with them. So it was a great process. It continues to be a great process, and we're very excited to have walked alongside Creatorland in the pilot program.
That's really exciting to see how you've used the program to help you with your marketing platform in terms of building that out and getting creators onto the platform. So you said it was really easy, right? So people are just booking into your calendar through it, the outreach that we're running inside this pilot program. How much extra work are you really having to do besides the setup?
It's really just then diving in and saying, okay, let me go to the their CreatorLand profile, learn more about them, you know, double check that they do meet our requirements, that they're brand safe. But also I want them to feel known when they get on a call with me. Like, I've looked at their social profiles. I know who they are. I know what their content is like. So I can then dive into a really deeper conversation about what we do, about the issues and causes that they care about. You know, that's a deep conversation to get into when you feel like I don't know who you are. Doing my part in making sure that I'm aware of who their audience might be and the issues that they might be talking about or something that they might be interested in. So we can dive into that conversation. Because we are different than other platforms, like I said, we're relational. You're getting a real person on the other side. There's a small amount of creators. So I want to make sure that they feel like they're getting that relationship up front, and that we're prepared once we get on the call.
And so where do you see yourself going next? Are you aiming for 2,000, 10,000 creators? What's Urban Legend doing? Where are you heading with the relationships you're building, and how many creators are you looking to get on the platform?
Like I said, we have, you know, a mix of people on the platform. We have a mix of different creators, from mommy bloggers to Olympians to everything in between. And we do have like very specific verticals right now for our campaigns. What we want to do is expand those verticals in the future. So we are talking about a range of issues, but we could be talking about so many more. We have 1,000 creators on the platform, so we are able to pull from different buckets of what people care about. But we do have we're heavy in certain areas. We really want to be able to expand that, and talk about more issues, more causes, more nonprofits, and get more people involved as far as on the client side. But to be able to do that, we need to have the creators to pull from. So we've done very well in what we have. We want to expand outside of that.
Yeah, that's super cool. Any last sort of notes in terms of how the program's benefited you, or what you might say to someone who's potentially in the influencer marketing industry really, and is connecting with creators or influencers and finding it really hard? Is there any words of advice that you might be able to give them in terms of how CreatorLand has benefited you?
Just that we've, you know, like I said, we come from a crazy amount of creator economy experience. We interviewed every single platform. We were throwing every platform we could think of into the pot. We did the demos. We got the pricing. We went through everything. We did an Excel spreadsheet of what they offered, how much they cost, what the contract would look like. And then once I had the conversation with Brian, I was like, we can delete the Excel spreadsheet, because it was just
okay.
Going to be so much more of a seamless experience, and so much more of a beneficial experience for us. I'm not aware of any program that can, you know, spit out the creator I'm looking for and have them on my calendar. It has made my workflow so much easier, so much more streamlined. And now I can concentrate on other things within our business, because discovery is wildly time consuming. And again, we need programs like this, but none of them were perfect. None of them were living up to what CreatorLand has already done in a pilot program.
Yeah, that's incredible. Paula, thank you so much for such a wonderful testimony and just sharing your insights into where you've come, the problems you're experiencing, and how we've made discovery so much easier for you, so that you can actually focus on other aspects of the business and your role in your industry. So really appreciate the insights there. And if you're a influencer marketer or someone who works with creators, you can check out the program in the show notes and just see if it might be a right fit for you as part of our creator sourcing program. Paula, thank you again for jumping on this podcast for our second podcast. So you are now our most repeated guest in history here on the Creator Landscape. So we really appreciate your time and insights into everything you've achieved so far. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jake. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Creator Landscape, the podcast by CreatorLand. Don't forget to join CreatorLand today and connect with like-minded professionals and creators in the creator economy.